When inmates in Wisconsin's correctional facilities are prescribed medications, they currently do not have a copay to cover the cost of those drugs. State Representative Mark Radcliffe says that's costing the state almost $16 million a year.
They're already required to pay a copay to see a doctor. They should be paying a copay if they want to get medications.
Radcliffe is sponsoring a bill that would require a copay from inmates out of their canteen accounts, which are funds available for them to buy goods while incarcerated. If that fund is empty, it would not prevent them from getting medications they need.
If they don't have any money, they're still going to get the medication. The same way, if they don't have any money in a canteen account, they're not going to be denied any medical care or a face-to-face visit.
While the Department of Corrections is not opposed to the bill, Bureau of Health Services Director Jim Greer warns that it could prevent inmates from taking needed medications if they don't want to spend the money.
Offenders with chronic medical conditions, diabetes, asthma, high blood pressure, may stop taking their medications. This would increase off-site ER visits and hospitalizations.
The bill was the subject of a Capitol hearing on Thursday. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.